We have some news that just broke. It looks like Fox News aired the wrong footage 2 days in a row. I want to show you all the moment that Fox News had to apologize live on air for showing the wrong clip of Donald Trump. Donald Trump attended the dignified transfer of 6 deceased U.S. soldiers in a baseball cap while his eyes were shifting around in an odd manner. When Fox News played this on their Sunday morning show, they decided to actually not play it at all. They played a dignified transfer from a while back, and they claimed that it was from just yesterday. Fox News lied to their audience, as they always do, and then had to apologize not long after when, keep in mind, the reality of the situation is, this is what Donald Trump wore to the dignified transfer. Let's start from the beginning. Then we're going to walk through Caroline Leavitt's Fox News hit. Then I want to talk about how Maria Bartiromo, the host on the left, actually began to kind of grill Lindsey Graham a little bit. Fox News was very interesting this morning after an 8-day struggle from this administration to set the narrative on anything. They now have a chance this morning. Sunday mornings are usually used by both Democrats and Republicans alike to go on all of their respective morning shows to set the narrative for the week. We'll see some Meet the Press interviews followed by Fox News interviews. Sunday mornings are generally massive, and we're going to walk you through all of it. So make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the breaking news that we bring. And let's start from the beginning, where Fox News aired an old montage of a dignified transfer to mislead their audience about the fact that Donald Trump wore a baseball cap during the one yesterday.
Now to your headlines. President Trump, First Lady Melania Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and Secretary Lady Usha Vance attending a dignified transfer to honor the final homecoming of the 6 U.S. service members killed in Kuwait. The solemn ritual returns the remains of troops killed in action. It is considered one of the most somber duties of a commander-in-chief. President Trump promising the nation that they will all be remembered as heroes.
But remember, that is not what Donald Trump wore. Less than an hour later, on Fox News, they come back and say,
"All right, Adam, thank you very much. Before we move on, we want to acknowledge a mistake made earlier on our program. During our coverage of yesterday's dignified transfer, we inadvertently aired video from an older dignified transfer instead of the ceremony that took place yesterday. We deeply regret the error and extend our respect and condolences to the service members' families. We honor the sacrifice of those 6 American heroes. They are Captain Cody Cork, Sergeant First Class Nicola Moore, Sergeant First Class Noah Tichens, Sergeant Declan Cody."
It's incredibly tragic, but I do want to say, I'm not quite convinced they didn't intentionally air the wrong footage to mislead the American people. They didn't air it during their apology.
Major Jeffrey O'Brien and Chief Warrant Officer 3, Robert Marzahn.
I'm not sure. Drop a like on this video if you think they intentionally aired the wrong footage when Donald Trump actually wore this. All right, going to Caroline Leavitt's Fox News hit right after that. It was an interesting morning on Fox. Caroline Leavitt comes on. She's got extra MAGA face this morning. And she immediately starts spewing lies for this administration in a 2005-esque way.
And so again, this is a short-term disruption. We're seeing a slight increase in oil and gas prices, but ultimately, taking out the rogue Iranian regime is going to be a good thing for the oil industry, and those prices are going to come back down, just like they have over the course of the past year because of President Trump's American energy dominance agenda.
Okay, this is not a slight increase or a slight disruption by any sense of the term. The interview gets worse and worse, but a 27% increase in the course of 7 days is massive. We've seen a 50% increase in oil prices since the beginning of the year, and that's at a time when tariffs are squeezing American families, healthcare is squeezing American families, and there is a human death toll to this war overseas. I mean, most of all, if we just take a step back, Donald Trump didn't run on, and no American signed up for, a war with Iran where we have any sort of disruption or any sort of massive spike in prices. Any sort of spike in energy prices inherently leads to an increase in the price of anything else, because if something takes energy to transport across the seas, via cargo, on a plane, on a train, anything that takes energy to transfer, which is everything, will now spike in price. Nobody signed up for this. If they wanted to run on war and regime change, they should have done that so that we could have a say in this rather than hoodwinking the entire MAGA base. We knew this was going to happen, but nobody listened. Maria Bartiromo then asks about boots on the ground. This is a very important question. This will determine whether or not U.S. soldiers put boots on the ground in Iran and go directly to war, basically cross bullets.
Yeah, and the president had an interesting exchange on Air Force One over the weekend, Carol. I want to get your take about this idea of troops on the ground. Mothers out there are worried that we're going to have a draft, that they're going to see their sons get in and daughters get involved in this. What do you want to say about the president's plans for troops on the ground? As we know, it's been largely an air campaign up until now.
It has been, and it will continue to be, and President Trump wisely does not remove options off of the table. I know a lot of politicians like to do that quickly, but the president, as commander-in-chief, wants to continue to assess the success of this military operation. It's not part of the current plan right now, but the president, again, wisely keeps his options on the table. But as commander-in-chief, there's no greater priority or responsibility to this president than, of course, protecting the American people and protecting our troops and our bases in the Middle East, which are...
He's protecting the American people? We have 15,000 Americans trapped in the Middle East with no way to get home, and the State Department essentially said, hey, please do not ask us for help. You are overwhelming us at this time. Six American lives were lost, and we're spending billions of dollars every single day. How is that putting America first whatsoever? She says in one breath, Trump will not remove options off the table, and we have reports that Trump is becoming increasingly interested in some sort of invasion, but at the same time, she says that he wants to continue to put America first. I then want to show you Maria Bartiromo actually going a little bit hard on Lindsey Graham. Aaron Rupar, friend of the show, tweets out, I can't believe I'm about to type this, but this is actually pretty hard-hitting questions from Maria Bartiromo to Lindsey Graham. Maria Bartiromo explains for the Fox News audience the peril caused by this, the economic destruction. Take a quick listen to Maria.
Get your take on all of this. $1 billion a day. Oil prices up 27% in a week. You've got the president wanting a $1.5 trillion defense budget in 27. The idea that the Pentagon is about to come to you for $50 billion on these strikes to Iran. How are you going to answer?
Best money ever spent. Was it worth to America to take down a religious Nazi regime who's trying to build a nuclear weapon to deliver to America? That's a really good investment. They're going to fall. It's not if the regime falls, it's a matter of when. And you didn't mention today, and nobody has, quite frankly, we now know they had enough 60% enriched uranium to make 11 bombs.
You said that you obliterated their uranium and their bomb-making capabilities about 8 months ago. This is all absolute BS. Lindsey Graham also is slurring like he's drunk all of the time.
This is China's nightmare.
All the time. In this clip, he slurs even more.
Where to start? Number one, how are you going to better secure the Strait of Hormuz so that we don't see more spikes in the price of oil? Number two, are you telling us you want the United Arab Emirates and the Saudis to lash out and strike Iran now?
I want them to get in the fight. We sell them weapons. Iran is striking their country. They have good capability. About the Strait of Hormuz, what if the regime fell? Then you never had anybody in Iran in the future that wants to close the strait. What if you had Iran with people who don't want to build a nuclear weapon to kill us all? What if you had Iran in the future?
This is some wild stuff. You know who Lindsey Graham is? He's the guy from that meme, the Holden Bloodfeast meme. If you guys have never seen this, let me explain. It's an old senator, Holden Bloodfeast, Republican, Iowa, 118 years old. His main priority is, please God, just let us nuke Iran. Nothing else matters. I'll do anything, please. I just want to see burning flesh one last time before I die. Respectable bipartisan. This has been floating around for like a decade on the internet, and Lindsey Graham perfectly embodies that. Let me break down what we just heard. In this first clip, while he's slurring and sounding all drunk, he's basically saying that the return on investment for toppling this regime is worth it. Just to back up, The Iranian regime is despicable. People need to be able to walk this line, because sometimes in the comments I see people conflating the regime and the citizenry. People will say, we're on the side of the regime and the citizens are bad. No, that's not true. The regime is the one that is very, very despicable. They have been repressing and oppressing their citizens for 40 plus years in the most despicable manner. The citizens, we should want to be liberated. We should want liberation for the citizens. What Lindsey Graham is saying right now is he's not drawing a distinction between the two. He just wants to bomb Iran like Holden Bloodfeast does, because he wants to see some sort of burning flesh. He says this is the best return on investment, but nobody signed up in the United States. Nobody voted to send all of this money. It's probably going to end up being hundreds of billions, maybe even $1 trillion over to Iran, so that our prices can spike, because when the price of energy spikes, the price of everything spikes. Anything that takes energy to transfer will spike in price, and that is everything. So we're going to see prices spike. We're going to see gas prices continue to rise. Since the beginning of the month, they're up 20-30% in some areas. And Lindsey Graham is sitting there from his ivory tower, sitting there probably rich off of his lifetime of investments in the Senate. And he'll just say, you know what? It's fine. Who cares? We want a great return on investment. And then he gets asked, do you want more countries to get pulled into this? That's what Marina Bartiromo asked.
Oil. Number two, are you telling us you want the United Arab Emirates and the Saudis to lash out and strike Iran right now?
I want them to get in the fight.
So he wants more countries to join the fight. He's trying to start a world war. He wants the United Arab Emirates, which is right across the Strait of Hormuz from Iran, to get in the fight. That means he wants the Strait of Hormuz to be closed for even longer. That means prices are going to go up even more. This is reckless warmongering from Lindsey Graham, and this is the direction that the party has gone in. This is who Trump is listening to now. The Sunday morning Fox News routine basically looks like it was pulled directly out of 2005 when Lindsey Graham comes on air. Full warmonger, full neocon. In this clip, he says, when the regime goes down, we're going to make a ton of money.
When this regime goes down, we're going to have a new Mideast. We're going to make a ton of money. Nobody will threaten the Straits of Hormuz again.
Straight up neocon warmonger. Who's going to make money? The military-industrial complex? You and the other Republican senators who traded on this? I'm not going to make money. You guys watching aren't going to make money off of this. Americans aren't going to make money off of this war. He then starts saying that we are marching through the world and that Cuba is next. Listen, F the Iranian regime, F the Cuban regime. Nobody's defending the Venezuelan regime. But the idea that we have to march through the world is what everybody does not like.
We get in a fight, I want to win it. I want to win it quick. I'm in Miami. You see this hat? Free Cuba. Stay tuned. Yeah. The liberation of Cuba is upon us. It's just a matter of time now. You see this hat? Make Iran great. President Trump said the only way to make Iran great is for the people to take over. We're marching through the world. We're cleaning out the bad guys.
I never thought I'd miss the America First posture of, hey, let's just help ourselves. I want to end this off with Shannon Bream on her Fox News Sunday show talking to Christopher Wright. Christopher Wright is obviously the energy secretary. The energy secretary is having a rough time justifying this war, and she asks him, hey, political reports that you're getting screamed at to find some good news.
Goes reporting and says Energy Secretary Chris Wright and other advisors focused on energy policy, quote, are getting screamed at to find some good news on bringing down prices. Quote, folks are scrambling for announcements and messaging to counter the narrative of these rising prices. Fact or fiction, what can you tell us on how this is playing inside the White House?
Oh, it's fiction. It's right along the line. I've read about a dozen fiction pieces from Politico and other news things about just stuff totally made up, whole cloth. We've been planning and talking about this, you know, for quite some time.
I have a feeling this guy's not telling the truth. I have a feeling this is not fiction and he's struggling. We have seen a 50% increase in energy and oil prices since the beginning of the year, a 27% increase since the beginning of the month due to this war. And if Lindsey Graham's rhetoric is an indicator of anything, it's only going to escalate as countries are going to war with each other. Let me just break down what Lindsey Graham is saying for everybody. He wants the United Arab Emirates to begin striking Iran. That's what he's saying in the clip that I played a few minutes ago. This is the UAE right here. right here where my cursor is. This is Iran, and this is the Strait of Hormuz, a small passage of water where 20 to 30% of the world's oil goes through every single day. So he wants more countries in the region to strike at Iran, therefore closing the Strait of Hormuz even further. And actually, we just got some breaking news. Let me show this right here. It looks like Fox News aired the wrong footage for the dignified transfer yesterday. So it wasn't just isolated to Fox and Friends. They've been airing the wrong footage over and over. Let's see if this clip can play.
Air dignified transfer earlier today at Dover Air Force Base, where he was joined by First Lady Melania Trump and members of his cabinet. Joey, I want to turn to you on this. I mean, when you look at the loss of life here, some of these folks that lost their life fighting and defending our country, very young. Iowa took a big hit here, and there's no way that you can talk about this without extreme sorrow and heartbreak for their families. I appreciated the words from President Trump. What do you make of a day like today?
We can't let this be a side conversation. Any American out there, regardless of their politics, if they have an opinion about this war based on...
What I'm trying to show you right now is they're also playing the wrong footage. This is the complete and utter wrong footage once again. The real footage would show Donald Trump wearing a baseball cap, probably hiding some sort of bruising on his face, as he always is bruised. You can even see his puffy hand in this right here. I'm going to leave it there, though. If you made it this far, drop a blue heart for me. I love you all. We are building something truly special with Mockler Media, an independent powerhouse, a great community. Make sure you're subscribed. Join the subreddit, the Instagram, the Facebook. See you all in the next one. Peace out.